Baby, wake up. Hey, you. I'm sorry for waking you up. I can't sleep. I've got something on my mind, and I want to talk to you about it. No, I'm fine. Nothing happened. I mean, something happened, but it's not bad. But it's different. I hope you don't think I did something bad. But even if you do, I want to tell you about it. I need to tell you, baby. Come here, just snuggle up against me. So, okay. You know, my boss had me spend the summer supervising Katie, our intern. And I know I told you how much work it was to teach her everything, but I kind of liked it. And she kind of liked me. Turns out that Katie is into girls, which I found out because she kissed me. No. Not like a friend kiss on the cheek. She kissed me on the lips. It was that week that I had to stay late every day to work on that big conference presentation. And she stayed with me. I thought it was just because she was trying to make a good impression, so I told her that she didn't have to, but she did anyway. When we were done for the night and getting ready to leave, we were standing in my office joking about some of the stuff that the marketing department turned in for the presentation, because some of it was really bad. And, it just happened so quick. One second we were giggling like a couple of college girls, and all of a sudden she's leaning in to kiss me. I didn't know what to do, honestly. I just stood there looking at her, and she asked me if I ever thought about being with a girl. Have I? No. No, I never have. I mean, I notice girls. I think girls are pretty. I like seeing girls that take care of themselves. I guess there's a little piece of me that's attracted to girls, but not like that. You know, I don't want to be with a girl, but I think girls are pretty, and I think Katie is pretty. She's got light brown hair and brown eyes and beautiful skin, and her body is cute. She's got curves in the right places. All the guys stared at her ass. She has such a cute bubble butt. I told her I hadn't thought about it, but that I thought she was pretty. And she was like, okay, just checking. But next day, all I could think about was what was going to happen when we were alone again. The next night when we were working late, we were sitting on the couch in my office and she kissed me again. Longer this time. Her lips were really soft. It felt so different. And she looked at me with these innocent, big brown eyes and said, "Can I lick your pussy?" I didn't know what to say. I thought about you. I knew it was wrong. It was wrong to have sex with someone else. It was wrong and cheated on you. I let her do it. I let Katie lick my pussy. She got down on her knees in front of the couch and she helped me hike up my skirt and slip my panties down. She kissed the insides of my thighs. Her lips felt so soft against my skin, baby. I looked down and I saw her pretty face. Her pretty brown eyes looking up at me from between my legs. And I could feel her lips sucking on my clit. Tongue just slipping up and down against my pussy lips. It made me wet. Made my hips squirm. I squirmed my hips all over and made Katie's face sticky with my cum. I'm so sorry, baby. I'm so sorry I cheated on you. I feel dirty about it. Makes me feel so dirty that I was with a girl. I didn't mean to cheat on you. I don't want to be dirty. But I couldn't keep it from you anymore. Had sex with Katie. I'm a dirty whore. Talk to me. Tell me, what are you thinking? What are you feeling? Are you? My God, you're hard. Did it make you hard? Thinking about me being with a girl. Are you mad at me? No, I haven't. There's been nobody else since you. You're so hard, sweetie. Your underwear down. Let me feel you in my hand. Feeling you so thick in my hand. There's more I need to tell you. Let's play while I tell you the rest. Things didn't end when Katie's internship was over. I thought it would, but we stayed in touch. And I've done something else that's bad. I've gone to her apartment a couple of times. I told you I was going to the gym. I lied to you because I wanted to have sex with Katie. I'm sorry I lied to you, sweetie. I don't want to lie anymore. Especially if it turns you on to know. Does it turn you on to know I had sex with a girl? It does, doesn't it? Good when I pump my fist up and down. Does it feel good to have a dirty whore stroke your cock? You are a dirty whore who had sex with a pretty college girl. Do you wanna fuck me? Do you wanna fuck your dirty whore? That's it, Ugh. When you pin me down and fuck me. No. Spread my legs open and drive your cock deep inside. Me close and force your cock inside me and bury your face in my neck so I can whisper in your ear, sweetie. I know you love when I whisper in your ear while you drive your cock inside my pussy. When I was at Katie's apartment, I licked her pussy. I licked a girl's pussy for the first time. Katie and I laid on her bed in 69, and I spread her pussy with my fingers and licked her pink, wet lips. She was so pink and soft. Her pussy felt so good rubbing all over my face. Yeah, you like caring about that, don't you? You wanna come with me to Katie's apartment? Do you wanna watch me lick her pussy? Do you wanna see me with my face rubbing against her pretty pink? You want me to jack you off all over Katie's tits? Stroke you up, pump you over and over until you spurt your hot cum all over her tits. And then watch me lick your sticky cum off her nipples. You wanna watch me lick her pussy and her nipples, don't you? You like that I'm a dirty whore. You're a dirty whore. I'll always be your dirty whore. I'm not going anywhere. Drive your cock inside me and make me take your cum. I'm your dirty whore. Make me your cum bucket too. Me close and use me as your cum bucket. Hold my body tight and use my pussy to help you cum. Oh, I'll always be your cum bucket. I'll always be your cum whore. Even if I lick Katie's pussy, I'm still your cum bucket. Oh. Oh, there you go, sweetie. Let it all go inside me. You can always fuck me like a dirty whore, and I'll always, always be your cum bucket. Sorry, I didn't tell you until now. No more secrets. I promise.